USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
President Donald Trump uses Twitter to announce Mick Mulvaney will be acting White House Chief of Staff. Mulvaney is currently the Office of Management and Budget Director. He's a former conservative congressman from South Carolina. A senior administration official tells CNN the job is his to lose, and if things go well, the position could be permanent. The 7-year-old girl from Guatemala who died after journeying across Mexico to illegally enter the U.S. with some 160 migrants likely died of dehydration and septic shock. Deputy White House Press Secretary Hogan Gidley says the girl's death is tragic and could have been prevented.
It's a sad time, but it's also senseless. It's a needless death, and it's 100% preventable. If we could just come together and pass some common sense laws to disincentivize people from coming up from the border.
A Department of Homeland Security official says without the life-saving measures undertaken by Border Patrol, the child would have likely died in the desert alone without any medical care whatsoever. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
On Fox and Friends, Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Nielsen was asked if she agrees with the president's statement that a government shutdown would be worth it to get more funding for border wall construction.
I think the president is being a leader on this. He is drawing a line, and he is saying we're either going to have security or we're not. It's our sovereign responsibility to do so. He takes it very seriously. He's asking Congress to do their job.
Better relations to the North. The U.S. Secretary of Defense and State met with their Canadian counterparts Friday and discussed a variety of issues. Canadian Minister of Foreign Affairs Chrystia Freeland says the U.S. is its most important partner.
We share the world's longest undefended border, and we are each other's largest export market. Since the Second World War, we have worked side by side to build the rules-based international order.
Bill Cosby will continue to be housed in a new state prison about 20 miles from his Philadelphia area estate. The Pennsylvania Supreme Court Friday rejected his request to be released on bail while he appeals his sexual assault conviction. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaruth, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Alaruth Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
The government says retail sales rose a bit last month. USA's Chris Barnes breaks it down.
Retail sales were up by 0.2% last month as strong sales tied to holiday shopping were offset a bit by lower gasoline prices. Excluding gas, though, the Commerce Department says last month's retail sales total rose a healthy 0.5%, a positive sign for economic growth. Retail sales have climbed 5.3% so far this year. For USA Radio News.
More now on our top story. President Trump has appointed his budget director and the acting director of the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, Mick Mulvaney, to now also serve as his acting White House Chief of Staff. Democratic Congressman John Garamendi of California says the upheaval at the White House is bordering on the ridiculous.
It is absolutely crazy time. Mulvaney has now three jobs. First of all, acting is the right word. The president has not had a chief of staff. He's trying to do it all by himself, and the result is ultimate chaos.
Trump announced last week that John Kelly, who served in the post for more than a year, would soon be departing. The president's first choice was Nick Ayers, the vice president's chief of staff, who bowed out after being unable to come to an agreement on how long he would serve in the post. Earlier Friday, former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie withdrew from consideration to serve as chief of staff. Salt Lake City has the green light now to bid for the Winter Olympics, most likely for 2030, in an attempt to bring the Games back to the city that hosted in 2002. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.